Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's podcast, Meditation for Health. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate in the morning and at night as a way to really develop your meditation practice and help you to center and keep stable and sound throughout the day. And that's the focus of this week's podcast. As we go through life, things happen to us to get us off course, things that shake us and make us wonder about the true benevolence, kindness, and true love of life and the universe. And the beauty of meditation is that when you meditate, you truly get grounded with life, and you're able to see how everything is really well and is going exactly as it's supposed to. You're doing your part, everyone's doing their part, and together, the world is a beautiful place for all of us to live in. But of course, in this beautiful world that we live in, there is pain and there is suffering. And when we face that pain and suffering, in many ways, two choices are before us. One is to get stuck in that pain and to stay there for days, weeks, months, years, even an entire lifetime. Or we can work through that pain, come to terms with what it means for our life, how it's actually there to help us grow, and then grow. But because of these challenges of life, it's important to stay grounded. It's important to stay centered and close to really what life is all about. The beauty of life, the wonder of life. And meditation is really that most powerful tool, that most powerful force that you can draw on to get you through your day, through your week, through your year, and through your life well. There will be challenges, but when those challenges come, if you're meditating every morning and every night, it doesn't take long to get regrounded, to get recentered back on why you're here, what your purpose is, and what you're supposed to learn from the challenges that are facing you right now. They will come. It's part of living. They help us grow. They help us to become stronger. And as we get stronger, more challenges come. And what meditation does is meditation keeps you so that when each new challenge comes, you're able to face it with a full cup. You're able to face it grounded. You're able to face it with everything you have inside of you because you know and are aware of who and what you are through meditation. Meditation, from my own personal experience, there have been many challenges throughout my life, and I really feel that I've been blessed to come through each and every one of them well, because no matter what comes my way, I know that I'm taking care of myself and grounded in the purpose and meaning of life each and every day by being still by being silent, by being present with what is. Because if you learn to meditate and practice meditation throughout your day, what you'll find is, no matter how challenging things are in your life right now, if you're grounded in wellness, in health, in silence, you'll be prepared for anything. When challenges come, what happens is, because you're grounded, because meditation has taught you that all is well, then when you face life challenges, you can face them with really the peace that truly passes all understanding. And it can't really be explained. It's really more a feeling, a sense that all is well, even if all right now doesn't feel well, doesn't seem well to my mind. All doesn't seem to be going well. But inside, meditation helps us to be grounded. Meditation helps us to face the challenges in life, which we all face, with equanimity, with peace, with truly believing that in the end, all will be well. Because meditation teaches you and me to live in the here and now. And no matter what's happening right here, right now, there's always something beautiful to be with. And also, meditation teaches us that when we focus on the now, we lose the fear and we're not afraid anymore, because in the now, there's nothing that is beyond our ability to handle, one breath at a time. Our ego tends to go into the future and create stories, and meditation grounds us back into today, in the now, and say, what do I need to do right now to get over this hurdle? And if you practice and live by this, you'll find that no matter how much you feel overwhelmed, that with living by one breath at a time, you can overcome any hurdle, no matter how high it seems. So I just want to encourage all of us to meditate every morning and every night, so that when life does bring challenges, and life will, you're ready, you're prepared, and you know that in a short while, you'll go back to meditating and get regrounded, in a sense, filling yourself back up to face the day's challenges in the morning, and filling yourself back up so that you can have a restful, peaceful night of sleep. Thank you for joining me this week. And if you'd like to join Elizabeth and I in person and meditate with us, we'd really love that. We are creating meditation retreats, and with your input, we'll create one hopefully near your home. So let us know where you'd like to have them. You can learn more about our retreats at holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. And I also want to end by encouraging you to meditate again each morning and each night, and see if you don't find that life goes better by grounding yourself each morning and each night in peace and in silence. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.